Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
WMFO in Medford. Hey, it's a crash course for the Ravers. Coming out to you on 91.5 FM radio. WMFO.org on the internet. I truly was trying to play Iggy and the Stooges there. I still haven't got my answer for the iguanas. Cal was trying to tell me something and I haven't read it yet. Too many things going on at once. Started that block with Rolling Stones, Fortune Teller. And then we did a band called the Iguanas. We're not sure yet if that's Iggy's Iguanas. Their Fortune Teller. And I did the Stooges, Beyond the Law. Again, the Stooges. And then there was something called Sam I Am, and then had in brackets Iggy and the Stooges, Search and Destroy. And I went, oh, this could be different. Iggy and the Stooges are calling themselves Sam I Am. But no. That's not what it was trying to tell me. It's a whole other band called Sam I Am, and they were covering the Stooges. So I corrected that in the system here. Makes more sense that way. But it left me dying to hear Stooges, Search and Destroy. So I'll have to give you a special one, right? Let's see. No. Could do Dictators, Search and Destroy. We'll do something else by the Dictators. Because right now I need my Stooges! This one's Michigan Palace. October 6th, 1973. Can't get more precise than that on WMFO.
We had to pay $200 for microphone, was on by today. So we're just gonna get straight to the heart of the matter of feeling to search and destroy.
asking for it. It's the worst Stooges recording I've ever heard. I do a better job myself right here in Studio A. We had Glider here last week live, and I have Huck 2 wants to come on. We haven't settled on a date. And Arthur Nason is coming in October sometime. Mike Newman told me this morning we're going to have another live day here. All day long, live, one fall Saturday. I told him I need to know the date, like now, because I'm booking guests. Saturday's my day, 1 to 4. If I book someone, I'll tear right into the live day and say, these guys are playing now. 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Things he knows are his. He sees the
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
91.5 WMFON Medford. How come that didn't come out? Well, I know we heard the passenger. After Sam I Am covering Search and Destroy. Heard Stooges Search and Destroy live Michigan Palace 1973. Then we heard The Passenger, Iggy Pop solo. And that there was Talking Heads, one of my favorite live albums. Name of this band is Talking Heads. I love that title. It's like they're saying, you know, we're not the Talking Heads. There's no T-H-E. We're just, the name of this band is Talking Heads. David Byrne. 91.5 WMFON Medford. Oh, that Talking Head, I mean, Sam I Am. Oh, Sam I Am's okay. It's the Iguanas. Fortune Teller we heard earlier. Yes, that wasn't Iggy Pop's Iguanas. That was Iguanas Tex-Mex band from the city of New Orleans, Louisiana. I don't see any year, but that doesn't look like a very old picture of them. Jury's still out on that band. They didn't write the song. They can't think up an original name. Get out of here! Oh, but I found this by that same magazine, Dead Milkmen. Now, this better really be Dead Milkmen. Smoking Banana Peels on MFO.
Yeah. about Elvis.
Exit wound in a foreign nation, showing the home of the one this was written for. My apartment looks upside down from there. Water spirals the wrong way out the sink. And her voice is a backwards record. It's like a whirlpool and it never ends. And the anger and I are getting old, and we still haven't walked in the glow of each other's majestic presence. I would say if there was a me for you. All alone at the 64 World's Fair, 80 dolls yelling small girl after all. Who was at the DuPont Pavilion? Why was the bench still warm? Who had been there? Or the time when the storm tangled up the wire to the horn on the pole at the bus depot? And in back of the edge of hearing, these are the words that the voice was repeating. And the air and I are getting old, and we still haven't walked in the glow of each other's majestic presence. Listen and I hear my words are the ones you would think I would say if there was a me for you. When I was driving once, I saw this painted on a bridge.
I don't want the world, I just want you to have.
They don't need me here, and I know you're there, where the world goes by like the humid air. And it sticks like a broken record. Everything sticks like a broken record. Everything sticks until it goes away. And the truth is we don't know anything. And I are getting old, and we still haven't walked in the glow of each other's majestic presence. Listen and I hear my words, they're the ones you would think I would say if there was a me for you. in the glow of each other's majestic presence. Listen and hear my words, and the ones you would think I would say if there was a me for you. In the glow of each other's majestic presence. Listen and hear my words, and the ones you would think I would say if there was a me for you.
Hello, special lady. I think it's time for a little one-on-one conversation. Talking about my baby, baby. Not you, baby. Our baby, baby. A recent scientific studies of lactation.
Baby, you gotta know the facts, lady.
Magical lady, gotta get down to business. Gonna turn the lights down real low for a slideshow. Childhood disease resistance. A wonderful woman, if you do breastfeed, a little baby will be at less risk for respiratory illnesses. Hey, I'm just talking about breastfeeding. Educate your sweet self at 800-994-WOMAN or 4woman.gov or talk to your healthcare provider. Babies were born to be breastfed exclusively for 6 months. This public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the Ad Council, and this station. Baby.
WMFO in Medford. Before that great breastfeeding commercial, had I shouldn't say commercial. This is commercial free. PSA, public service announcement. Before that, we heard They Might Be Giants with Anna Ang. Dead Milkman in there, If I Had a Gun. And before that, Smoking Banana Peels. I tried to play Bitchin' Camaro, but it came up all screwed up. It's all screwed up! Oh, I can go for some cars. I need some cars in a little bit, huh? Destiny Costa's listening. She's live Mondays 7 to 9 on Mark Skin Radio, markskinradio.com. It's funny, when I was sitting in with the guys, with the girls and guys on something about the women, we talked on Linda Viennes, and they're talking about Elvis Costello and Nick Lowe. Yeah, more good ideas to play right there. She had just recently saw them at Harbor Lights. I'm like, have I seen a show at Harbor Lights? I was thinking to myself. And I think I might have with Destiny Costa. Jeff Beck, years back. Was that Harbor Lights, Destiny? I'm not sure what that place is called. Look at me. Fancy Bostonian. Don't know his own town. I'm actually living in Quincy, just south of Boston. So where were we? Yeah. Talking Heads in there. Pulled up. I guess I told you everything else. You know the rest. Have a request? 855-915-9636. How about some Ramones on MFO?
Just says we gotta go. Gotta go to Idaho. But we can't go surfing cause it's 20 below. Sam chicks and 502. Record stalls and interviews. Oh, but I can't wait to be with you tomorrow, baby.
Walking down the street, he jumped trying not to offer feet. And then I knew it was the end of her. Skinny cause that girl. Skinny cause that girl. Skinny cause that girl tonight, tonight. Hey, skinny cause that girl. Hey, skinny cause that girl. Hey, skinny cause that girl tonight, tonight. When I saw her walking down the street, and skip the beat. Then he knocked her on the floor, but he wanted just a little bit more. Hey, skinny kill that girl. Hey, skinny kill that girl. Hey, skinny kill that girl tonight, tonight. Hey, skinny kill that girl. Hey, skinny kill that girl. Hey, skinny kill that girl tonight. When I saw her walking down the street, was it still and skipped the beat. Then he knocked her on the floor, but he wanted just a little bit more. I saw a lion on the street. He jumped and he knocked her off her feet. And then I knew it was the end of her. Skinny kill that girl. Hey, skinny kill that girl. Hey, skinny kill that girl tonight, tonight. Hey, skinny kill that girl. Hey, skinny kill that girl. Hey, skinny kill that girl tonight, tonight. When I saw her walking down the street, my heart stood still and skipped the beat. Then he knocked her on the floor, but he wanted just a little bit more.
To walk to school. At the corner, we waited to cross the street. The stoplight counted down. 15, 14, 41,
31? I mean, 13?
We took a left on Carroll Garden Street. Loud music was coming from a car. Danny's a smart kid, but he gets so distracted.
There were so many other sounds, I didn't know what to focus on.
Danny, Earth to Danny. Suddenly, he realized he forgot his homework again.
I left my homework on the table.
At the school steps, we hugged goodbye. I really hope he doesn't have another bad day at school today.
When you can see learning and attention issues from their side, you can be on their side. That's why there's understood.org. a free online resource for the parents of the 1 in 5 kids with learning and attention issues. Get personalized recommendations, practical tips, daily access to experts, and more. Go from misunderstanding to understood.org. Brought to you by Understood and the Ad Council.
MFO. Crash Course for the Review Show. 91.5 FM. Yes, so go to the magic room tonight. Now that's a cool name, magic room. Before I get into that, yep, we just did a Ramones block. After the Dead Milkmen and the Mighty Giants and Ramones. Now I Want to Be a Good Boy from All the Stuff and More, Volume 1. Danny says, demo, end of the century, babysitter. You're gonna kill that girl from Leave Home. And you should never have opened that door. Now you're not gonna see her no more. Yeah, so chatting with Destiny here on Facebook. Destiny Costa, Monday nights, Markskin Radio. At markskinradio.com. You can figure it out from there. Enough of our competitors. I'm chatting with her, and I think it was the same place we saw Jeff Beck, Harbor Lights. What's on all these names it's been? 1994 to 98, it was Harbor Lights Pavilion. Bank Boston Pavilion in 1999. Fleet Boston Pavilion in 2000. 2004, Bank of American Pavilion, 2004-13, Blue Hills Bank Pavilion, from 2014-2019, it's the Rockland Trust Bank Pavilion, from 2019-21, and now it's Leader Bank Pavilion. Wow. So what year was Jeff Beck? I don't know. You can come back and I'll give you the answer later. I don't know. I'm just looking for a kiss. 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Things seem to be remembering the things you looking for a kiss. Well, I'm a looking for a real hot kiss. Looking for a kiss. Looking for a kiss.
Everybody in my car's gonna take a little dip. I'm moving.